Shavua, but all are, then you know the Tamu Ru'u Kitayv Hashem, the purpose of Daf Shavua, and the purpose of the Chavura that was formed here, specifically in Muncie. There now, I understand, one or two in Muncie, in conjunction with many that are growing all around the world, is to take the best elements of various types of learning and put it into one, which means learning in a programmed way, the Chabura. Everybody knows exactly where everybody is at any given time, which allows Pilpul Dibuk Chaveirim, and that also allows us to use all the numerous tools that one can use today to be Marbitz Taira, websites, etc. It allows us to bring Talmide Chachamim Muvhakim. I was in Lakewood on the Chalamoid, and we were Nischaved with a beautiful mimer by the Lakewood Yeshiva, Agon Rebbe Rucham Olshin, one of the greatest Marbitzei Torah in the country. And therefore, we have the ability to bring in senior Marbitzei Torah to help us spread this, both in terms of Achzakas Seiris and in actual learning. What we're trying to do here is to show a model of what is successful in many locations, which is that the site of Daf Shavua is to be able to allow people to learn at their level, which means you can learn fast, you can learn slow, and the amount of time that you have, which is a week, which is a mechayev, but it has, a week has 150 hours in it, plus or minus. And we expect everybody to devote at least 80 of those hours to Daf Shavua. That gives you the ability to be mimic on a eondikal way, ish-ish, gefi, the erech of limudai. And in conjunction with that, many of the chaburis have shiurim during the week, different types, the rotating magide shiur from within the chabura, outside Megiddo Shir, and what we're trying to do here today is just give a sample of that. Obviously, we're going to learn a little bit of a sugya for a while, but just to give a sample of the ability to be mimic on important nekudais in the sugya. This year has been bumped around a little bit, so we're a couple of weeks behind. I know those who are learning the program already up to Dav Zayin, difficult sugyas, Muksa sugyas, Chana sugyas, really the core Shveri Sugis of Beitza. I'm going to go back a blot or two because, again, we want to be able to show the Eilam and the Shavu Chol Nefesh. We were hoping and assuming that some people who are not currently learning would come to be able to see a little bit of a taste of this. So we took a sugi, which is Shavu Chol Nefesh, which is in Yoni Avyema Richta, and we're going to read it a durch for the next short period of time, just to give you a little bit of a dugma of something that everybody here can do, because this is not in any way over the level of any yeshiva man, any ben taira, and certainly chashav etamid chum can help the learning process, as we said, because we're here to encourage amklus to the extent possible. Okay, I want to thank the Ma'arganim, in absentia I want to thank the Mardasra for the venue, hopefully we have an Echastika group, and Emir Tashem, this will help spread the concept of Taira Be'iyun on a programmed way in this Chabura and otherwise. So, we're going to talk a bit today about the site of Yoma Richta, as it is Mizbatei in the halachic question of Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody here knows that there is an issue with Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is created by the Sugyas of Gemara, which says that Rosh Hashanah is a Yoma Arichta. Even in those places where there is a niyug of two Yomim Tovim, on all other Yom Tovim, Midin, as the Gemara in Daf Dalet said, Izar, Waminag Aviseichem, Yedeichem, Shalchu Mitam, and all the lumdus that hopefully you learn there as to what the Yisayid of the Takana of Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Goliais are. Everybody agrees that Shnei Yom Tovim for Shana are different in concept because they are stamped with Yaimer Richter. Where does this Yaimer Richter come from? So if you learn with me on your first page, on page one, we have the famous Gemara. I didn't even give you the beginning of the Gemara because everybody, I'm assuming, learned this Gemara a couple weeks ago, where Pamachas, the Egan, came late. Now Rosh Hashanah, as is obvious, is different than the other Yom Tov. The other Yom Tov had the problem, the Shluchim not be able to get there, so you don't know when the Yom Tov was the Skadesh. Rosh Hashanah, you have the obvious problem with the Yom Tov being the Skadesh Meshach, the time period that is Yom Tov, and there are two possibilities. Either Rosh Hashanah is on the first day, which makes it Chaser, or it's on the second day, which makes it Me'uber, and therefore, it was always Bismanu Makajal Piyariya, a problem, because Edom can come at any one point, and one time in history, Edom came very late in the day, for the Skalkul of Eden Bashir, says the Gemara, and Rashi explains exactly what the Kilkul was, major problem there between Rashi and Taisvis, which we will not go into, Hiskinu. So the Chazal, who were in charge of the Beis Hamidrash at the time, and Kiddush HaChodesh, made a takana. Shlayim Mekabalim is Edom El Ad HaMincha. It would only be Mekabal to Edom only until Mincha. Bimbo Edom Min HaMincha L'Mala Neig and Eisayim Kodesh L'Macha Kodesh. And if Edom came to Mincha L'Mala, they were Neig that day Kodesh L'Macha Kodesh. What does that mean? Neig and Eisayim Kodesh L'Macha Kodesh. It's important to understand this because this is the crux of where we get the concept of Yema Arichta. In the Gemara Naftalad on Beis, we had Shnei Kedushois, a Kedusha Achas. That became a concept of Yema Arichta, as we learned in Rishayim and Naftalad on Beis. And the question we're dealing with today is, how is this issue of Yema Arichta mitbatei practically? And we chose one halacha, which is Amira Shechianu on Yom Beis of Rosh Hashanah. First thing we have to understand is read Rashi together, brought here on page one, where Rashi explains that what does it mean, the Takana Ana Mincha. Let's read the Rashi, Divrei Maskal Ana Mincha, which is on the bend. Just want to make sure periodically new people come in that they know there is, it's to help them. So maybe you want to float around a little bit further to the back. Ana Mincha, says Rashi, at the Kravas Tamashu Ben Arbaim, Avalach Mekan Aisiyem Harum Uber, Omayna Miyem Amachras Im Kapur Mesukah. So Rashi says, a strange situation. Me'ikara din, we will mine the next day for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. However, in Bo Edom and Mincha Amala, even though Yom Kippur is 10 days after the second day, what happens to that first day? It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The cutoff was on Yom Tov, was on and Mincha. What happened to that first day that they already thought it possibly could be Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi says, Chazal created a new type of Yom Tov. What is this Yom Tov is? This is the Yom Tov of we're not mazals on that 30th day, even though only the 31st day is Rosh Hashanah Midda'ayraisa. Rashi is now telling you what the Yisoid of the Kana was. And Rashi frames it in the negative, that that day, when the Edom came late, they were Goyimrim Isai Bi'isurai, Kasha Huzru Adamincham Nimalacha. Kane, Nagin, Vigaimim, Isai, Big Dusha, Sai. That would finish it in the Kedusha that they began. Alma, and Rashi goes on to say that it was Chayk Chamim, Mitzvasam, after the Mincha Lamala, and this is how the Kedusha Achas is framed by Rashi, Gaimer Maisai, with Isser Malacha, Big Dusha, Sai. Okay, Akan, the basic Takana background. Now let's talk about the Halacha. On page 2, the next page, you have a Rambam and a Gaius Maimini, which frames the Shitas Rishayim that we are going to discuss for the next 15-20 minutes. The Rambam says, when in the Seder of Tekiah Shofar v'chayzu mevarach Shechianu, v'chol ha'am ayinem achrav. Amen, there's a din of Shechianu and Tekiah Shofar, like there isn't any other mitzvah. Says the Gaius Maimini, not in the box. But like Chilek, the Rambam was not Mechalik and Rishon L'Sheni. There is no difference Belegabe Amiras Shechianu B'Tekiyas Shofar between the first and the second day. The first and the second day L'Chaira are separate. No, there's no difference, and you make a Shechianu on both days. Skip Shutai. The reason you do that is because in any Sfeikin the Yoyma, on every Yatav Sheni, you make a Shechianu, you make a Bracha. Why we make brachas in Yantav Sheni, we'll get to a little bit later as an aside. It's a good kasha. We'll have to explain that. But everybody knows that on a classical Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos, you make Shechiyot on both days, because both days are considered to be Yantav, whatever the aside of the Takana is, whether it's a Takana Tekavua, or whether it's Medin Sveika, it's Mechlekes Nerushainim, three or four different shitas, which you learned a few weeks ago. Right now, we're going to focus on Rosh Hashanah. So the obvious kasha is, what happened to Yom Arichta? Says the guy's Maimini that this is Shitais Rashi, that you make a Shechion on both days. Chenim to Chuas Rajbam, Gam Bashem Zakena Rashi, Sefer Aira, all the Bay Rashi, Rashi holds that you make Shechion on both days. The Chen Kasar Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha holds 2 days. Vafilu Acholkam Rashi, now we find out that somebody's Cholik in Rashi, and they hold there's no Shechionu. Hainu Dafka Bekiddush, Aval Betekiu Maida. The Hayyim Ein Yaitzin B'Tekia Shal Esmael V'Lay Amrin Yaim Arichtahu. Rabbi Sai, it is Nisbarer, and this is brought in the tour. You don't have it because I didn't want to burden you with a lot of pages. But the tour brings that there are basically three Shitais in the Gainim Rishainim on how to handle Shachianu on Rosh Hashanah. Again, Rosh Hashanah is Yaim Arichtah, so Mikufia. It would make sense to have a shita which says no shachianu, because if you made richtan, you made shach on the second day. If you made shachianu on the first night in kiddush, you already established the concept of shachianu lagabe kedushas yoyim. So why do you need another shachianu if it is a yoyim arichta? This is shita of Rabbeisav Shel Rashi. Rashi brings in the tshuva, brought in the tour and tough race, which you don't have, so I'll just edit it for you in a minute. Orally, Rabbi Sai Aimrim, She'ein Aimrim Zman El Barisai. Why is that? The Kedusha Achas Hain, Uchad Yom Arichadami. Rabbi Sai Sharashi hold that the side of Yom Arichta is Machayev one Shechianu. It's one day. It happens to be a day of 48 hours. It's unique in the Torah, it's unique in Halacha, but it is one day, and therefore you make only Shechianu. This is Shitav Rabbi Sav Shel Rashi, going back to the Gaina. Says Rashi, rarely does he argue with his Rabbi Sav, but he does. Ani Aimer, Shetzara Chleimer Zman, you need to make another Shechianu. And Rashi goes on to say, this is the Minigan Sarfas, this is how we do it. And now, Rashi has to explain why. What about the fat concept of Yom Arichta? So again, let's call this Shita number one, Rabbi Sav Shel Rashi, no Shechianu on the second day. L'chaira, everybody agrees you're Tekei Shefer the second day, and if you're Tekei Shefer, L'chaira, you should make a... You make a Tekei Shefer, every mitzvah requires a Berachas HaMitzvahs, but according to Rabbi Sav Shel Rashi, L'chaira, there's no bracha on the Tekei Shefer, no Shechianu on the Tekei Shefer either, L'chaira. And not Mechalik. Now, there is a model for that, which we all do. What's that? What do I say? There's a model for that. The Tilas Lulav, right? Everybody in this room made a Shechianu once on the first day. Why you don't make a Shechianu on the second day? There is such a model that we don't make a Shechianu on the second day. Yes. Remember, I'm having three shitas here. So far I'm telling you one shita, which is Rabbi Sav Rashi, no Shechianu. Why is that? Rashi has to deal with this, and Rashi's about to explain why not, and the lesson of the tour is ambiguous, but is the key to the question. Yes, sir. They do make l'chayr to make a berachas mitzvahs, yes. They're takeya. Everybody agrees you're takeya. And if you're takeya, you have to make a berachas mitzvahs. The yun here is l'gabi Shechianu. So you're asking a good kasha. Where do we have a model that Shechianu and the Berachas HaMitzvahs are bifurcated, you can separate them? Good kasha. We'll have to explain that. Okay, so just let me tell you how Rashi explains his shita, how he deals with this problem of Yom Arichta. Says Rashi, brought in the tour, I'm going to edit it for you again, that the taima, the reason for this is, listen to this, that Ve'ein Chiluk Binyan Tashesh Rosh Hashanah L'Shai Yom Taim Fugolis. They're exactly the same. Elo L'Inyan Beitza Umachubur Esther Shal Zabzeh. Rashi says, Lashitasai and Rashi in the Gemara, that the Yisayid of the Isser of Yom Arichta, which is based on that one time incident at the Beis HaMikdash when they were attacking 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So there, let's remember this from Beis Sai, what happened when they were attacking 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? What was the crux of the Takana?
The crux of the takana was, even though the first day doesn't need to be kodesh because we had a cutoff time, so let's go home and let's go do whatever we want to do on Erev Rosh Hashanah, take a haircut. No, nagu isayim kodesh. Says Rashi Nitur that this isayim kodesh is only in Beitza. It's a yom arichtel in Beitza. And Mechubar, another Dina that you learned in the last few weeks in the Daf and Daf Hey. And but however, that's all. What is Rashi excluding? The timer explains why. Because even after Manabayas, Pa'amim Ayu Isis Shnei Yamim, Afa Pishalai Hayusham Safik, Shayim Shayna Ikayantif. There are times, like in that famous time when the skalkal ate them lava, and it was in order to take care of that, they made two dinam, 2 days of yontif. If that was the case, as he said in the cutter by side, so you'll remember that Chazal did not want, since it was still possible in those days, the first day could be Rosh Hashanah, so they did not want a case where we're going to let you go home at 2 o'clock and declare it ice yontif, because next year, the first day maybe. First day, maybe. If the first day may be Yontif, people are going to say there's some sort of strange thing of a half day Yontif. And Kadei Shaloy Yossel Zulzulim, because for the next year, Dilma Takin, 2 days of Kadesh. What does the takana mean? At the end of the day, it's a Yom Arichta. But what's the operating aspect of this takana? Says Rashi, Leinin Zman Mimonafshach. Leinin Zman, there has to be a Zman on the second day. This is Shitas Rashi. Why? Manushach. If the Yisrael of the Kana is Suffolk, then you have to say Zman HaSekadeh like any other Yantar Sheni. And if the Yisrael of the Kana is the meaning of Hiskinu, that they would make 2 days of Yantif, V'yam and Hag the Bezim Samchinon, says the Rashi, this is all in Tuvas Rashi, Shai Negin Aisyan Kodesh Lamacha Kodesh, Aymrim Zman. You have to make a Shechenu also. Why? The Me'ayim HaSheni HaYamayna Tikkun HaMe'adas V'hu Iker Rosh Hashanah V'tzarach Lamer Zman. So Rashi says, you say to Rashi Shita that you have to make Zman in 2 days, even though it's a Yayim HaArichta, is Zman of Shach. If you want to take a classical case, fake the Yayim, you got to say Zman of second day. But even if not, the takana of Chazal was not midin Suffolk. The takana was Chazal midin Vadai. But the Vadai, the first day, was only mitbate legabe iser malacha kidei shalai yizal zluba. Second day is Yantif. And second day is Yantif. We have to make Zman. This is Shitas Rashi. So we are now L'chaira, two Shitas. Shitas of Rabbi Yisrael Rashi, who hold Yom HaRichta, means, as it says, you know, you have to make Zman only once. Mikofi, that's understandable. Shitas Rashi, the Yom HaRichta, and the aside of it is only Legabe Isurim. It was at the Kana, not Midin Safik. Even though Rashi says Manashach, but okay, but the aside of the Kana was Midin Vadai. G'day Shaloi Yizal Zluba. Remember this phrase because we'll come back to it in 2 minutes. G'day Shaloi Yizal Zluba. That means a Din Vadai Rabbanon. At the Kana of Vadai the Rabbanon. And therefore, the Manashach, you have to make a Shechianu, because the second day is full fledged Yontif, and therefore, Rashi holds you have to make a Shechianu. Now, why do the second, just one Svara in Rabbeisav? Okay, good. No, I just want to add one Svara, since we're about to go off Rabbeisav Shirashi and go back to the Rabbeinu Simcha and the Gais Maimini. I just want to add one Svara in Rabbeisav Shirashi. So, what do Rabbeisav Shirashi hold? Why do they not make a Shechi on the second day? So, the Brichas of Ram says a very interesting Svara. And this goes to the Yisayid of Shechianu. What's Shechianu? Shechianu is a shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you gave me an opportunity, you created a zman for a kiyum of a mitzvah which I have not done in a long time. That's what Shechianu means. He says an interesting svar. The voice of Shirashi holds that the din of Shechianu, the simcha that is created, does not nitfas when you're going from a ilui of a dirabanan to a da'iraisa. Everybody agrees that the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the ikar day of Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, after the takana, that they were matakin only the first day, shalai yizal zluba. So you're going from a rabbanon takana, it has to be 1 day, which is a da'iraisa Rosh Hashanah. The ikar day of da'iraisa Rosh Hashanah is the second day, because that's Aleph Tishrei. If that's the case, you're going from a drabanon to a da'iraisa, going from a Darabanan and Darais is not the same level of simcha as bumping into a new mitzvah, which is Dairaisa. Meaning, the first day of Lulav of Sukkot, you're full of Shema to Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me the opportunity, Shechianu v'kimanu, I'm alive, I'm able to be mekayim a new mitzvah. In the case of Rosh Hashanah, once you mekayim the first mitzvah, midirabanan, the second day, which is midirayisa, already loses some of its luster, so to speak, halachically, simcha-wise, and therefore they hold, the lesson he uses is, Iloi midrabanan deraisa ein mevarchen zman. Because the Iker Chiddush of Shechianu is on the Chiddush of the Yontif. It's something new which gives me happiness, and therefore this is a Chiddush, but if it was already Yontif, even though it was a Rabbanim Dik Yontif, Rabbi Sashirashi hold, that is not enough of a Chiddush here to be Mechayev a Shechianu. And therefore you don't make a bracha. Because the whole Iker Yontif is Yontif Beis, because maybe El was Nisaber, so you already, in fact, the first day was Kaidish, even though it was Kaidish Midrabanan, you don't need a Shechiano afterwards. Yes. That's the sheet of Rabbi Sashirashi. Go ahead.
The first one, we got this
in the
first thing would not have made Shechiano for whatever reason.
According to which sheet, though? We have three sheets here, Rabbi, so let me make this crystal clear. Rabbi Sashirashi, no Shechiano goes on the first day. And let's make it, Yontif is Monday and Tuesday, as it was this year. So Sunday night you make a Shechiano, no further Shechianos. So the kasha being asked is if you didn't make a Shechiano on the first night.
First night, right. And you're late in the day and the second day. Meaning at the time in which it now become the color.
Right. So now the first day or the second day? First day.
Then I was saying really the only reason that I mentioned beforehand.
Excellent question. Could they have been Tekeish Shefar in that second period? Okay, could they have been? I guess that's what you're asking too. So that's a good kasha. According to, I understand what he's asking. He's asking after 2 o'clock, from 2 to 6, on the first day when they were attacking this, can they have been Tekeya Shefer? So L'chayr, the answer to that is, L'fi Shitas Rashi, that the whole Din of Yema Richta is only Nitfas to our most famous egg in halachic history, and that's Olili Surim. You can go down the bus. The answer is no, because L'chayr, it's not Nitfas L'inyan Mitzvah Sayyim. There's no Tekeya Shefer, the Takana was no Tekeya Shefer in that period. According to the Rabbis of Shirashi, we don't know. It's possible. We don't know. It's possible that if you would be Tekeya Shefer, somehow you would be Yitzah, the Mitzvah of Tekeya Shefer on a Rabbanon Dikadei, but that's a problem because it's not a Daraisa Dikadei. So it's hard to be Yitzah the Daraisa on a Rabbanon Dikadei. But L'chayr, the answer to your question is no. Now, there's a double level to your question because everybody knows that if you miss Shechiano in Kiddush, you can make Shechiano Meshech the day of Yontif. But this is a strange hybrid day. So there's no clear answer to your question. L'chayr, the answer has to be Misvara. If the only reason to keep from 2 to 6 is Midin, is there Malacha? L'chayr, not. But that Gufa is a fantastic introduction to the last and third Shita, which is Shita Seder Gai's Maim. The Shita Seder Gai's Maim is Sarachim, the Rebbeinu Simcha. Rebbeinu Simcha seems to say that you do say a Shechiano for Kiddush, but you don't say... there's a chiluk between Kiddush and Tekiyah Shefer. There's a Shechiano on Tekiyah Shefer, and there's no Shechiano on Kiddush. Where does this chiluk come from? Anyway, look in the Agai Smaiminam page 2 again. Let's see what he says. Afilu achelkin and Rashi, hainu dafka b'kiddush. You make a Shechiano in Kiddush. You don't make a Shechiano in Kiddush. Avo v'tekiyu moida. The hayoim ein yitzim b'tekiyah shel esmo. Interestingly enough, this Shita is brought Shulchan Aruch. Daf Reish, page, next page for you, page 3. And for the rest of the available time, I'm going to try to explain three things. One of them is an answer to a Kasha of the Sheret Tzion, which basically is what's going on here. On page 3, in Daf Reish, we have two Simanim, Beis and Gimel. Beis tells you it's a Sveiket Adina. The way to get out to Sveiket Adina, since we have Machlekatin Rabbis of Sarashi and Rashi, whether you might make Shechiyanu on the second night at all, in order to get around it, is the famous Eitz of the Rush, and you bring a Pichadish or a Beged Chadash, and you say Shechiyanu, then Ein Motzui, you still say Shechiyanu. Says Mr. Brewer, why do you still say Shechiyanu? L'chayr, it's Yayma Richta, and it's only Kedusha Achas. So Mr. Brewer, what the two is, says, after Kedusha Achasi, this is quoted in Magna Ram and the Taz, all nice to Kalim, we come up and Beis Yomim. So again, Rabbi says, we have a chilek between Kedusha Achas and Beis Yomim. You can have Yom HaRichta, but have 2 days. How can that be? Chareitz Astira. The Gemara says Yemei Richta. How can you have Yemei Richta in 2 days? Ad kan lashon leisakelim. Now look in the next sif. Imchal Yarmisha b'Shabbes. Ayim Mevshechiyanu b'Shefer b'Yom Sheni. Machaber Paskins that you do not say a Shechiyanu on the second day unless it's b'Shabbes. Says Rama. V'yesh Ayimrim la'Ayimroi. Afilum Chal Yom Rishon. No, not so fast. This is the shita of the Agayis Maimini that we do say. Machaber Paskins like a Vayisav Shorashi that there's no Shechiyanu at all on Tkiya Shefer. Why? Because it's Yom Richta. It's 2 days. Good kasha. Yesh Aymrim says Rama, the shita of the Goyis Maimini, that's the third shita that we do blow on. We do make a Shechiyanu on the second day. Says the Mishbura, why is that? Where the three is Hafanu Afilu Beloy Beger Chadash. Why is that? The Hayoyin and Yaitzim B'Tekiyah Shel Esma. Where does this come from? It comes from Lashon of the Goyis Maimini. I read you before. It says you blow two times. If you blow two times, the Tekiyah Shayfar is Mechayev a Bracha. And if it's Mechayev a Bracha, it's Mechayev a Shechiyanu too. I say my Richter. Beloy Amini I'm a Richter. Oh, then the Bracha is a Tekiyah. He says it's Taif for the Baltakea. So Yaitzim, he calls it fake, it's put on a bag of Chadash. Says the Sharetzion, I don't understand the Shita of the Goyis Maimini. Look in the Hain of Sharetzion. It brings a Bach Hashem of Goyis Maimini. The Layov Native, I don't understand this Chilik. The Gamlein in Kiddush, in a Chayav, Anu Chayav Mwasis B'yam Shein Ifnei Atzmai. Vafilachi Sphere Light, Yayma Richter Damya. What's going on here? How does Goyis Maimini have the possibility of making a chilek between Kiddush and Tekiyah Shefer? So there are three ways to handle this problem. I'm going to give you all three in the next 5 minutes. And hopefully by then, our guest speaker, Goyin Rabbi Shineman, will be here. Rashi, let's go back to the Rashi. Rashi says that the Yisayid, that the Kanav Yom Richta was only legabe Isser Malacha, that you should not be Mizalzel. The Makar event of Rosh Hashanah is, therefore, Midin Vadai. It's not Midin Sofek, because when the Chazal are betaking something, it could be, and there's some sheets in the Shinim, we learn that the Takona of Minigav Sech Medechem is Takam Midin Sofek. But we're learning in Rashi and the Rambam, both of them hold that it's midin vadai. It's a din takanin rabbanon midin vadai. So the din of nagu isayim kodesh, which is mitbatei isar molacha, obviously the chaymer that's miyuchud to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that's yom richta, is mitairas vadai. Chazal created a new type of a yantif, a long day mitairas vadai, and that is only mitbatei legabe isar molacha. So now to answer your question, it's not mitbatei legabe the mitzvahs hayoyim. Hayoyim kodesh, lemachar kodesh, doesn't mean that you can blow a shofar on the first day in the afternoon after 2 o'clock. Because hayoyim kodesh, lemachar kodesh, vishitas rashi means it's only kodesh legabe isar molacha, and that's the definition of yayma arichta. However, and here comes the Shpalt Rabbi Yisai, Fida Gais Maimini, Ligabe the Mitzvahs Hayoim, or the classical fake of the Yoyma. Other state in Rashi L'chaira. Ligabe the Mitzvahs at Kedushas Hayoim, that was Midin Vadai. Meaning, you can't get on the bus, and that day Midin Vadai, Asur Midrabanan to get on the bus. Can't do a Malacha, can't turn on the lights. But legabe the mitzvahs hayoyim, then it was a classical halacha of sveika de yoyma. However, that works mitam minig of aseim medechem. So now we can understand oibazai. This is what we were getting at: the chilek of the agayis maimini between shayfer and kiddush hayoyim. Legabe shayfer, which is mitzvahs hayoyim. We do not say Yoyma Richta, and it's like any other yontif of Sveik in the Yoyma, and therefore you have to make a Shechiyanu twice. That's why everybody agrees you make a Shechiyanu on the Berchas of Tekiyas Shofar on Tekiyas Shofar twice. Lashon of the Goyis Maimini is because you're Tekeah again. What does that mean? What it means you're Tekeah again is that you're not being mitaikeah within Yoyma Richta. Yoyma Richta has nothing to do with Mitzvah Yoyim. Yoyma Richta only has to do with Kedusha Seyoyim and Isra Malacha and Beitim and Noilet. the mitzvahs hayayim are classical dinning of Sveik and the Yayim. A Sveik and the Yayim is Machayev, two Tekiyas Sefer. Every Maisa mitzvah requires a bracha. Every bracha requires a Shechianu on the Svar that we said earlier in Rabbi Sarashi from the Berachos of Rum. So, however, when it comes to Kiddush, here we have an issue. Because Yeshle is topic. Is Kiddush, and this is the word that many Achorinim say, the Shaila is Kiddush a din which is inextricably linked with the Isurim, as Rashi explains, or is Kiddush mitzvah Zayim? What does that mean? On one hand, Kiddush is a mitzvah. Shabbos, Nyantiv, Yimichuyim, Tivim, Kaddish, Nyayim, and same mitzvah, Tekiyah Shofar. Mitzvah is called every Shabbos, Nevi Yantiv. Or no. Is the aside of Kiddush is because you're designating the day as a day of Kiddush. The way to designate a day as a day of Kiddush is Isur Malacha. That's what's Mechayiv the Kiddush. This is the suffix of the Haggai's Maimoni. If I'm saying it's a Yayim Arichta, and Kiddush is only Kedusha Sayayim, and the operating aspect of Kedusha Sayayim is Isur Malacha, and Mele, the first Bricha Shachayanu that you did, is might see everything else. That's the Shiloh that got by Kiddush. Or is Kiddush Hayayim similar to the mitzvahs? And the mitzvah, Tekiyah Shofar, you have to make every single day because it is a classical din of Sveikin Yayim. Remember, Yayim Arichta is Nizbatel the Gabi Yisra Malacha. The mitzvahs Hayayim are Medin Sveikin Yayim. And that the Shiloh of the Gabi Yisra is whether or not Kiddush is Yisra Malacha and Kedusha Hayayim, or Kiddush is Mi mitzvahs hayayim. The shaila, the problem with the raya of the guy's maimony, yeah. You have to speak up a little bit, because. So you're hitting back with the Berachas of Ram's svara in their Rabbeinu Sarashi. You're right. According to that svara, that dion and shechianu, you already had the emotions of the day, and you wouldn't be required to do it again if that's what's the din of shechianu. There's other ways to learn shechianu. Shechianu is every ma'isa mitzvah is mechadu and mefadu shechianu. If I'm learning the ma'isa mitzvah is negeah, you have to repeat it again. That's why we make a shechianu, and we have to handle each sheet separately. That's why we make a shechianu on every sfeikin yayma. And you're not as happy the second day. Believe me, everybody comes to the second Seder with a little bit less enthusiasm as the first Seder. That's your problem. Chazal Matakin, you have to do it. So it's your challenge to come up to it with the same degree of simcha as you did the first day. What? Okay, let's conclude because I only have another 2-3 minutes. So the problem is, the Gois Maimon, he brings a raya from Tekiyah, right? He says, the reason why I make a Shechianu again, you Tekiyah. But that's not exactly such a good raya, because Kiddush, you also make twice. So what's the raya? You make a raya that you say Shechianu because you Tekiyah twice. If you're going to say Tekiyah twice, how can the Gois Maimon make a chilek between Kiddush and Tekiyah Shofar? He says the reason is you Tekiyah twice. You make Kiddush twice too. So why would you not make a Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? You Tekiyah twice, you make two Shechianus, why is Kiddush different? So, Harry Keder brings a very Mechudish to Kesvara, which is very sharp, and I'll just tell it to you quickly because I want to conclude with an Alach Lamaisa. He says that the Chiyav of Kiddush Hayayim is not totally in the Kedushas of Hayayim of Rosh Hashanah, a big Kiddush. He says, Kiddush, the reason why we make Kiddush twice is because every time period of Yom Valayla is Mechayiv a new Kiddush. Shabbos we make Kiddush twice, at night and during the day. The Shkiyas Hachama, the stamping of the day of the new day of Shabbos is Mechayiv Kiddush. In the morning, the Mechayiv Kiddush again. Erev and Viker, the morning and the night, is Mechayev Kiddush. Alayis HaShachar is Mechayev Kiddush for the morning, and Shkiz Kham is Mechayev Kiddush at night. Therefore, even though it could have a din of Yayim Arichta, Lagabi Kedusha Sayayim, but Kedusha Sayayim can spalt from the Mechayev of Kiddush. Again, we have a problem here, because the Gais Maimoni is creating a major problem by saying Tekiyah is twice, and Shechianu. Well, Kiddush is also twice. The Teretz is, the Kiddush twice is not Midin Kiddush Sayayim. The Gabi Kiddush Sayayim, since Yayim Erichta would be sufficient to make Kiddush only on Sunday night. But there's a separate halacha of Kiddush, which is a Mechayiv in every time period, which has a din of Yantav in it, is a Mechayiv Kiddush, and therefore, with a blessed Breira, we have to spalt away the Kiddush from the Kiddush Sayayim. This is a Svara. Okay, the last, another Mahalach here, we'll just let it conclude. Kiddush. Okay, there's a lach of Kiddush. Whatever the mechayim of it is, but there's a lach of Kiddush. Chazal said you have to be mekadesh twice. It's a svara. We're grasping for a svara here because the guy's mining doesn't have any words. The guy's mining says, oh, you have to make two shechianos to Kiddush Shofar because we blow twice. We make Kiddush twice too. No one says we don't make Kiddush twice. Rabbi Yisrael, remember, the problem we have here is everybody agrees we make Kiddush. The problem is what happened to the shechianu. The spot in the shechianu, a wife and the Kiddush are going to the guy's mining. So the last mahalach I'll tell you, and then we'll be zeich to hear from Hagain Rav Scheinerman, is a mahalach which has implications of halach l'mais from the Zalman. I copied it for you. I'll be with you inside. I'll just read one or two lines with you. In Mechashleim Mechelek, Alex Simon Chaf deals with Shachiyon and Rosh Hashanah. And he asks the kasha of the Chabad Chaim and the Shari Tzion, what's the pshat in this Agoyis Maimini? And he says, Mechudish Tikasvar, it's in the box, you can see it on your last page, second to the last page. He says, I am a Mishnabur of a Shari Tzion, Shatamazav, a Kasav Leoven, I don't understand. What's the chilek between Kiddush and Tekiyah Shofar? So he says, Venera, the reason why Kiddush and Shofar is different, and Lafi Shita of the Agoyis Maimini, you would not make a brach on Kiddush, and you would make a bracha on shofar, the shiny shofar, the kivin shalaylo lavzman shofar, l'cheni efshal leimer l'gabe shofar yoyma richta. He has a very mechudishtik mahalach of yoyma richta. So as Zalman learns, yoyma richta means yoyma richta. If any break in the yoyma richta, it's a kind of chazal, has to be uninterrupted 48 hours. If you have any break in the yoyma richta, all of a sudden, heisish kan yoyma richta, because, like the Gemara says, Lulav is mifsik yom v'leilis to make a brach every single time. Sukkah is not. Same thing here. If there's a hefsik in the ongoing yom ha'richta, that's mechayiv another bracha, and therefore there's no kasha because there's no hefsik in gushes yom. Whatever it's with derisa drabbanon, but there's a hefsik in the mitzvah of shayfer because laila is lavzman shayfer. Therefore, the shita of the guy's maimini holds. This is what he means. You do it twice. This is his understanding of what the Goyis Maimini do twice, which answers the Kasha of the Shari Tzion, Kiddush you do twice too. Teretz is, Tekiyah Shofar is different than Kiddush. Kiddush you do twice for other reasons. Tekiyah Shofar, but Lamaisa, it's still a Yom HaRichta. So you theoretically can do Kiddush twice, as we explained, maybe the day of Mechayev Kiddush, whatever the Mechayev of Kiddush is, you do it twice, but you don't need another, only need one Shekhiyano, according to the Goyis Maimini. But Tekiyah Shofar, because of the Hefsik, the Yom HaRichta can't extend because there's no shayfer at night, and mela, I'll call mukhrach that the two tkiyas are separate, and mukhrach that's mechayev two shechiyah. So then he concludes with the following question. The Achreinim asks the question in various modes, and I'll tell you what he says, because he says this, other Achreinim say it too. The Mechaber brought in Sif Beis the Eitzah of bringing the Pri Chadash or the Beged Chadash on the second night. As for Shlomo Zalman, other Achreinim ask it too. Very nice that this Eitzah is metakein the problem of Bracha Levatala, but how is it metakein a Hefsik? Because the halacha is you can't be mafsik between Kiddush and the Te'ima of the Yayin. So if it's clear that if somebody decides to put on a new suit on a regular Shabbos and he wants to make a Shechiyonu in between the Kiddush and the Te'ima of the Yayin, he's not allowed to do that because it's a Hefsik. So Manavshach, if it's fact, you don't have to make a Shechiyonu because we pass like Rabbi Yisrael Rashi and Te'ima Richta, so you're creating a Hefsik between the Bracha. The Bracha of Atal you took care of because you have a new suit. You have a Prichadash. How are you taking care of the Hefsik? Because the Ram deals with this straightforward with one line. He says, from this is Mavuyer, that in any case where there was a Sveika Dedina, and here we have a Sveika Dedina, maybe the Halacha like Shitas Rashi, West Rashi, and maybe Halacha is like Rashi, we have a Sveika Dedina. Whenever the Sveika Dedina and Chazal, or the Paiskim, created an Eitzah, that's not a Hefsik. He says this in one line. From Zalman is Mavuyer this a little bit longer, and I'll tell you what he says in the next minute or two. He says, same part, that whereas there's a creation, a chazal or the paiskim, of a halachic mahalach to take you out of a, what I would call a halachic conundrum, because here we have a problem, we need to make a shechiyano, we don't need to make a shechiyano, so we have an eitzah with a pri chadash, thus heisnash kan hefsek. And he says this is really a machlekes from Kivager and the Magen Avraham. I'll tell it to you. The Mechaber says if somebody made Kiddush on the Yayin and the Kais was Nishbach before he was Tayim, You can see it later yourself. You have to bring another kais, and you make a bayah priya guffin, but you don't have to make kiddush. Meaning, it's Friday night, happens, you make kiddush, and you spilled it, you have to refill the yayin, you have to make another bayah priya guffin. Says the Magen Avraham, that's dafka, because you made kiddush. But what happens if you have another problem? You made kiddush on the kais, you thought it was yayin, it turned out to be water, or chaimetz. Then he has to take another kais, and he makes another bayah priya guffin, and he is mekadesh again. Why? Because since there was no yayin in the kais at all, it was only water, so the whole thing was a tais. So therefore, he made no kiddush, no berach, his stomach plopped. He says the Magen Avraham, however, and this is the crux here, if bishas, he made the kiddush, it was daitai to be yaitz for yayin b'tai chasuda, which is often the case, then he makes kiddush again, but he does not have to make another bayah priya guffin because he had kavona to drink more yayin later. Since the nusach of kiddush was nothing because he was making kiddush on water, so the nusach of kiddush was only petume milsa ba'alma. It's a hefsik. So it's a hefsik. What does it help that you're going to drink more yayin b'tai chasuda? But you have a hefsik, and every hefsik breaks the link between the bracha and the thing, and therefore, Sir Bekeleger and Nishvi the Magen Avraham, doesn't matter what you think about Techasuda, you have to make another bracha. I'll explain to you what the Magen Avraham says, and this explains Rosh Hashanah too. What the Magen Avraham says is that we are aimed behilchis brachis, the kavana of a person, and not the actions, the kiddush. A person made kiddush. It turned out that it was water. But his kavana was to make a good kiddush. It was water, so he has to make the kiddush again. The shaila now is, what about the other bayah priya guffin should be a hefsik? He says, it's not a hefsik. Why? Because just like, as we heard earlier, a takana mesveik de dina is not a hefsik between a bracha and a maisa mitzvah, so too, in such a case, where you had a proper kavana to do something, but it turned out to be, it's a tois, this is the Ferish Gemara. If somebody said, Hevei Melach, and it turned out that there was salt on the table, right? Everybody knows, if there's no salt, you can say Hevei Melach. That's clearly not a hefsik. But the Gemara says, bigger chiddush. If it turns out that there was salt on the table, also not a hefsik. He says, what do we see from this? That we go, we're oimed, and we go, busser a person's kavana, when it comes to hilchais brachais, and as long as kavanosai was ritsuya, even if the maisa mitzvah was defective, the maisa bracha was defective, dust hates can hefsik. He says, that's the case. What's the problem with shachiyano? The problem with shachiyano is, if you have a richta, maybe you don't have to make a shachiyano. He says, it doesn't matter. The reason why the person is making the shachiyano is because he wants to be yaitza, this shita, even if Adam would come, Leonov would come, he says, klapashmayagaya, that the other day was yantav, therefore you don't have to make a shachiyano. It doesn't matter. Because his kavana was to create this maisa habracha. He had a legitimate reason to do so. Thus, Heis Hashan Hefsik, and as you can understand, this has many implications of Gabi Hilchus Brachas. Rabbi Sai, this is just a Tamar Ru'u of the Amkus that one can be Nene when you learn Be'iyun, which is done in many, many yeshivas, and we have now, Baruch Hashem, Mishtatfim in a big worldwide yeshiva, in order to give a little bit of insight as to what the Kayach of Torah B'Rabim is and Torah B'Iyun. We are mischaved with the presence of Rei, one of the Reishim of Zabim, B'Chayit HaTorah, Gaon Rav Moshe Scheinemann, and it's our cover to hear from him today.